A Haines man was killed in a mid-air plane collision in southwest Alaska Wednesday, and state biologists are investigating green bears near Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. A Haines man was one of five people killed in a mid-air plane crash in southwest Alaska Wednesday morning. 40-year-old Jeff Burris was a hunting guide for a Bethel-based company and was en route to a hunting camp when his plane collided with another aircraft. Burris's stepbrother, Haines resident Kyle Grimes, says his brother was living his dreams working as a hunting and fishing guide for Renfro's Alaskan Adventures in Bethel.
He really loves the wild. He loves the outdoors. He loves being a part of where he's at. And I think it always kind of helped him find himself.
Grimes says Burris lived in the Chilkat Valley for about 8 years. When he got the job at Renfro's about 5 years ago, he started splitting his time between Bethel and Haines. On Wednesday, Burris was on his way to a hunting camp when the Super Cub plane operated by his employer collided midair with a Hagelin Aviation Cessna 208 Caravan. The Super Cub was carrying Burris and pilot Zach Babbitt of Montana. The Cessna held three people, Wasilla pilot Harry Race and passengers Steve Andrew of Kenai and Aaron Minock of Russian Mission. The crash happened about 6 miles north of Russian Mission. Burris's plane was headed from Bethel to the hunting camp. The other aircraft was flying from Russian Mission to Marshall. When rescue workers arrived on the scene of the crash late Wednesday, they found there were no survivors. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash. Grimes says flying on bush planes was a routine part of his brother's job. He says he wants people to know Burris died doing what he loved.
I just want people to know that he was happy in his life and he lived his life to the fullest.
He says ever since they were kids, Burris loved the outdoors and hunting.
He was kind of a loner and he just really excelled at being able to navigate woods, and he found a lot of pride in being able to, be a good, clean hunter and be able to track game. And he's always been a really woodsy kind of guy.
Grimes says Burris was a great guy and good friend who will be missed by many.
People that knew him, he would go to the end of the world for. He was kind and sweet.
Grimes says Burris also loved his dog, Bacardi.
His dog was pretty much his life.
Bacardi is in Bethel, and Grimes says he's trying to coordinate bringing the dog to Haines. Burris leaves behind friends and family in Haines and Washington State, where he's originally from. Grimes says arrangements have not yet been made for a local service. Social media sites were a Twitter in Haines on Thursday morning after photos surfaced of green bears in the Chilkoot River. The bears, a sow and her spring cub, had somehow been doused in what appears to be green paint. State biologists were examining the photos and making calls to try and find out more. KHNS's Jillian Rogers reports.
There are a lot of theories floating around the web about how and why the bears are painted green. One Facebook commenter suggested the green paint explosion was an effort to thwart trophy hunters. Another asked if it was an early homage to St. Patrick's Day. And several suggested the Bruins are showing their Haines Glacier Bear pride. The high school mascot is a green bear. But Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Carl Koch says it's most likely just a case of nosy bears getting into unsecured trash. The photo showed the bears' heads and necks coated in bright green paint.
You see the sow's muzzle is clean, and the cub's is not, and the cub's ear is completely covered. Total guess, but maybe the cub bit into like a spray can, and it exploded. And if the sow had her face in something else and it covered the muzzle and protected it, but I just don't know. You know, it's hard to say. I've been sending out emails to see if anybody knows how or where it occurred.
Koch says he was emailed the photos and has been fielding calls Thursday about the painted bears, which were first noticed on Wednesday. He says it's possible the bears were soaked in paint by someone as a method of self-defense, but he's never heard of that happening before. And he says bear spray is far more effective. As far as the trophy hunting theory goes, he says it would be foolish of a person to test that method for a couple of different reasons. First, it's illegal to hunt sows with cubs, and it's illegal to interfere with a legal hunt. The good news, Koch says, is that the bears don't appear to be in distress.
What looks good to me is the photos look like their eyes look good. So if they didn't drink it so far, I haven't heard any signs that they're in any ill health, but I've asked folks to, you know, keep an eye on that as well and let me know.
Tom Ganner, a local professional photographer and volunteer bear monitor out at Chilkoot, posted the photos on Wednesday evening. In his caption, he joked that perhaps the bears were greenies or, quote, tree huggers. He said he was cruising out Chilkoot State Park Road when he saw traffic had backed up and a crowd was gathered on the riverbank.
So I pulled over to see what was going on, and people said there's some very strange bears over there. So I had a look, and sure enough, they appeared to be half green or green heads. Got out my camera to document it. They were just fishing along the far side of the river.
Ganner has been observing and photographing the bears on the Chilkoot River for about a decade. He says crowds of people and their, quote, bear viewing on a beer budget are not unusual along the Chilkoot River, especially at this time of year when the salmon are running and the bears are trying to fatten up for winter. He says this year has been pretty calm compared to seasons past. Ganner says the green bears were concentrating on a salmon feast and weren't pawing at their eyes or mouth.
They appear to be behaving normally, fishing as normal, swimming. They appear to be engaged in normal behavior. What was odd to me was just the extent of the green paint.
Biologist Koch says the department won't step in to clean them off.
If they're not in ill health because of it, even if they are, there's not a lot we can do unless they were so became so ill that they needed to be euthanized or something like that. If it's dried on there, you'd probably have to use some chemical to remove it. It might make matters worse. What will happen is, I hope, they'll stay in good health and it'll shed out, or at least most of it will shed out.
And Koch says this is an excellent reminder that bears are out in force right now and people should be especially aware of what they're leaving in their yards. He says bears, especially cubs, are curious creatures and will get into just about anything.
I would tell everyone to secure their attractants, especially trash and any kind of food attractants and things like that. And then if they have bear issues, to let us know.
As the photos continue to circulate and the guesses get more outlandish, Koch says they'll keep on investigating the case of the green bears in Haines. Anyone with information should call Koch at 465-4329. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
We told you last month about federal funding cuts that are reducing tribal welfare programs in seven Southeast Alaska communities. We have more details about the four affected programs. They're offered through the Juneau-based Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. Funding comes from the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which announced a reduction on short notice. The council's William Martin, who oversees the programs, says about 230 low-income tribal members are being helped by one of the four programs this month. The council runs the programs in Haines, Craig, Klawock, Douglas, Saxman, Wrangell, and Juneau. They're run by local tribal governments in some other communities. One provides bus passes, childcare assistance, and other resources to get clients into jobs. Martin says another program funds vocational training, including two-year degrees. The third helps those seeking four-year degrees.
Unfortunately, because of these cuts, we cannot take any new clients. And some of the services that we were able to provide for our existing clients will be reduced as well.
A fourth program puts clients in temporary jobs where they're paid. Martin says five temporary employees will be laid off. The council is continuing a program that provides cash for food, shelter, utilities, and clothing. An earlier report incorrectly stated such assistance would also be cut. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.